virtues. You can do that with any good thing.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
If you're like most, you're probably trying to tithe 10% each year but haven't gotten there just yet. One idea is to give progressively, that is, to give just a little more each year to build up to the 10% tithe. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio would encourage you to prioritize just a few dollars to radio evangelization. Support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio this week during our Spirit Drive fundraiser. Stand up for the truth and call 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com.
This is listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 on WVSG Columbus and FM 88.3 WSGR New Boston, Portsmouth.
It's a good day to be alive.
Good day to be alive. Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Spring Spirit Drive for another hour. And an hour we want to hear from you at 614-459-4820. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. I host Answering the Call here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I fill in for programs like Morning Glory. And I love being a part of this radio station, love being a part of Catholic Radio. We have that national program. We have that local program. We cover events like the Men's and Women's Conference. There's so much here on these airwaves. It's been really building our diocese, building people's faith. And you're helping us do that by calling 614-459-4820. So every hour we're joined by a guest to share the mic, and this hour I'm so glad to have with us Father Paul Noble. He is pastor of St. John Newman in Sunbury, and he is our vocations director for the diocese.
Good morning.
Hi,
glad
Father Noble. Welcome.
Thank you.
And before we start talking about fabulous prizes and all our goals and all that, would you please lead us in a prayer?
Sure. I've chosen the novena prayer for Bishop Brennan. As we are anxiously anticipating his arrival,
absolutely.
I also want to mention that his installation mass is on Friday, March 29th, and it will be broadcast live here on St. Gabriel Radio and on EWTN-TV. But let us pray a novena. God our Father, creator of all, be always by the side of your servant, Bishop Robert Brennan. Guide him in his thoughts, words, and actions. Sustain him as an instrument of your peace and compassion. Give him the wisdom and strength to proclaim the truths of the gospel by both word and example. Guide his footsteps so that he may always do your will. Protect him from all evil and harm. Help him to shepherd the flock of the Diocese of Columbus and to bring the souls entrusted to his care to salvation. Help him to convert those who live their lives contrary to the way of Christ and manifest in him your boundless mercy, your forgiveness and kindness. May he always be filled with your unfathomable love, and may he be a vessel of that love to fill the whole world. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful prayer. We are excited about a new bishop. Can't wait to welcome him. And I'm so glad that we're covering his installation on air because it's a limited audience to be able to fit into the cathedral.
Two tickets per parish.
Yeah, and I have a feeling they're not going to me. I'm just saying. Okay.
So, by the way, yes. <laughs> So
we do exciting time to be Catholic, exciting time to be here in this diocese. So we're going to talk about what we got going for this hour, Father, because it's all really exciting stuff. Every hour we have a goal, and the goal we have for gift giving is 15. I am confident with Father Paul Noble in the house we're going to hit that goal.
We pray.
We already have five on there. We're already one-third the way.
Cool.
We haven't even began the hour, so we're well on our way. And there's a lot of ways you can give gifts here by calling 614-459-4820. We take gifts in any size amount. We're especially looking for sustaining membership, so that's $20 or more a month. And we are looking for our sustaining members to upgrade. You know, maybe you've been blessed. You can increase that $5, $10, $15 a month. We want to hear from you. and leadership gifts, which are very, very important. There are, you know, some of us are blessed to be able to give gifts of $1,000 or more. And so what we're going to be doing, Father, this is this new spin on this whole spirit drive. We're calling it the bounce and win game. And we all love our priests. I mean, that's a given. And
it's pressure.
Okay, it's a little pressuring for them, but it's a whole lot of fun for us. And that's what it's all about, right? So we want to be having fun here. So every time someone calls during this hour and becomes a new sustaining member, upgrades their membership, or gives a leadership gift, Father Noble is going to earn ping pong balls, a white one for those sustaining members and an orange one for a leadership gift. And when we hit that goal, the total goal of 15 per hour, we're going to get that orange, another orange ping pong ball. That's worth 3 points. So that's even better than the 1 point white ping pong balls.
I see that, yes.
So we're going to be accruing these in a special bowl all hour. And right before the end of the hour, Father Paul Noble is going to have a chance to bounce those ping pong balls into three cups right in front of him. And if he wins, gets those balls in that cup, then what he's going to get to do is win these fabulous prizes that are in the corner of the radio station, which he's going to get to select. So who doesn't want to see Father Paul Noble get honored by winning fabulous prizes? We do, right?
Well, certainly. And a lot of those fabulous prizes look like food that someone might give up for lunch.
I know you have your eye on that Funyuns bag over there.
Yes, I can feel it.
Yeah. So we're making our priest mighty happy over here. And you can participate 614-459-4820. Now I want to go over to Michelle Knightsky. She's joining me a second hour. She's a wonderful angel. And she gets to tell us lots of good news.
Yes, I have some updates for our gifts already for the hour.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so we have an anonymous gift giver. And she is making this gift in honor of Father Harji, who was just here last hour. And she is a parishioner at St. Rose in New Lexington.
Beautiful.
So thank you to our anonymous donor.
Thank you.
And then we have Christopher, who also gave a gift. And he says that he loves the shows, he loves the guests, especially Father Harji, who is just on. So thank you so much.
Good. Thank you. So your gift will get announced on air. You know, if you want to give it in honor of Father Paul Noble or one of your favorite priests or deacons, it can be for a loved one, someone maybe who passed away, or someone who's going to be receiving sacraments coming up, all kinds of reasons. I'd like to hear from some young adults because, you know, we have Michelle here and she's a youth minister. We have that Damascus Missions campus out there, the Catholic Youth Summer Camp that we support here, Catholic Radio. So I want to hear from our St. Paul outreach people. A lot of really cool things going on in our diocese with young people. So let's hear from our young people, 614-459-4820, and help Father Paul Noble win some fabulous prizes.
Please. I'll need lots of practice, so I've got to get a lot of these ping pong balls.
We may let you warm up a little on the commercial break. Just don't tell the other priests that we said that, okay? Because there is a leaderboard up there posted on the door, and you can see that so far Father Raymond Aguera is still holding that lead. He has the most points so far. He must have been a good shot when he played this game, but there's always room to bounce him off the top and take that place, Father.
As if there wasn't enough pressure. How did I get all these names?
We love it. And you can be a part of this fun and this pressure by calling 614-459-4820. So how are things going up in your neck of the woods up there, Father?
Oh, things are busy at St. John Newman.
They
always are. And we've got lots of things going. And when you have the Lent on top of everything else, mm-hmm. we just finished our parish mission with Father Thomas Blau.
He did
a wonderful job. And we're gearing up for our confirmation, which is 4 or 5 days after the arrival of the new bishop. So we're all trying to scramble and get things ready for that. And, of course, the whole preparation for Easter at this time of year. So.
Absolutely. And then how are things on the vocations front?
Oh, things on the vocations front are always exciting. You know, it's really the gift of the Holy Spirit. And along with the new people discerning, we're preparing for our upcoming deacon ordination on the May 3rd, and then our priesthood ordination on May 25th. So all sorts of excitement as we bring the whole formation program to its completion and the ordination celebrations.
Yeah, it's a busy time, and we really appreciate our priests like yourself taking the time to be here and support Catholic Radio. That means a lot to all of us and our listeners as well. Before we go to the first audio clip, I just also want to throw out there that there are special gifts, not just for Father Noble here, winning fabulous Funyuns and other gifts over here, but for giving becoming a sustaining membership member or upgrading your membership, you'll be given this beautiful book, Signs of Life: 20 Catholic Customs and Their Biblical Roots by Scott Hahn. Those leadership gifts of $1,000 of more, you'll get that book. Plus, come and see a Pilgrim's Picture Book Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament. So those are gifts we're giving to you. We also, once again, are having the drawing for that beautiful statue of Our Lady of Fatima. There'll be two given away. So if you're a sustaining member or an upgraded sustaining member, you have a chance to win. Actually, if you just pick up the phone, 614-459-4820, you'll be entered in that drawing as well, which happens at the end of the drive. So prizes, prizes, prizes everywhere we look. Michelle, do you want to give us an update before we go to the audio clip?
Would love to.
All right.
Okay, so we have David from St. Peter's, and he's giving a gift in honor of Father Harchi. So thank you so much to David from St. Peter's.
All right, there. So it's okay. Wonderful. Yep.
And then we have Suzanne. And she became a sustaining member. So
there we go.
I do believe that is Father Noble's first ping pong ball.
Oh, the excitement builds.
I'm going to see if you guys can hear the drop in the bucket. There we go.
So one ping pong ball so far.
Suzanne is giving her gift in honor of Shirley Casa Mesa, and that was her mom. Aww. And she was an original supporter of EWTN back when they first started.
Aww, beautiful.
She has since passed away, but she was a great evangelizer. So we want to have that in honor, that gift in honor of her.
Her gift keeps giving. Beautiful.
And then we have a gift from Tony from St. Francis of Assisi, and in honor of Monsignor Funk. And
nice.
He loves St. Gabriel Radio, and we want to thank Tony. So thank you, Tony.
All right, Tony. And that's how it's done. You pick up the phone, call 614-459-4820, and tell who you're giving the your gift in honor of, and Michelle will announce that on air. And
let's get some ping pong balls.
We need some ping pong balls. He's got one so far. We're still looking at 5 gifts right now out of 15. We have a goal of 15, so we're counting on you to pick up that phone, 614-459-4820. And while you're doing that, we're going to go to an audio clip, Father. This is from the show Encounter. I'm sorry, it's from Faith Alive. It airs Monday, Wednesday, and Thursdays at 4. It's Sarah Swafford, and she's talking about who Jesus calls you to be. Let's listen.
We all have a plan, right? We all know what we think is going to make us happy. We all know that there's this like magic formula where it's like, if I just get this right, and then I do this, and I accomplish that, and I lose 10 pounds, I am going to be so happy, right? And there's this formula, and it seems like there's always in this formula is this finding the one. He's always part of that formula, right? And I come to you and say, like, because I don't have 4 hours and I get 30 minutes, I prayed about what would happen if I were able to go to coffee with you one-on-one. You better believe I would go to coffee with every single one of you. But if I had my quick 30 minutes, what would I say to you? And when I wrote my book, I wrote over 60 pages on how to go from hey to I do, because I do think it's important. Yeah. But you know what I think is more important? Is if we were one-on-one, I would take my coffee cup and I would set it aside and I would lean across the table and I would grab your hand and I would look you in the eye and I would say this to you. Jesus desires to love you like no human can. He has given man and woman to each other to be a sign of his love, but that love doesn't replace our need for his love. In the same way, no man can ever be your savior. And trying to make someone your savior can actually ruin that relationship. It's not possible. No one is capable of being your everything or being your God. It's too heavy. It's a burden, and that man will break under the weight and pressure. And when he inevitably falls short, you will be disappointed. It can be easy to seek to fulfill our desires with anything other than God. Every decision you made in the past, whether it turned out well or in the end was a complete disaster, was made because you believed that that decision would truly make you happy and fulfill a desire you longed for. When you made that decision, it may have seemed like the right thing to do at the time, as if it would ultimately fulfill you, but whether those decisions led to the pain of an unbearable breakup, being rejected, overlooked, abused, used, or facing the reality that you have used or hurt someone else, deep down, those choices were really a search for God. Though you may not have recognized it at the time, we all desire infinite happiness, a desire that drives all of our decisions. And this desire can only be found and God himself. If I had 5 minutes with you, that's what I would want you to know, you guys. Every single relationship is fed. Every relationship in your life is fed on the foundation of one. The greatest gift Swath ever gave me as a woman was the day that he sat me down when we were engaged. And he looked me in the eye and he said, I love you. And I am going to fail you. Because I am not perfect. But I am going to point you to the one that is perfect. And I am always going to point to you and show you the one that is your everything. And I don't want to run at each other. I want to run to him and I want to run with you. But I can't be your everything. It was the greatest gift he ever gave me. Because that was the day that I realized that that is built in us somewhere. Amen. And I come to you and I say that to you because nothing makes sense with relationships, dating or anything else if we don't get this one right. And I know you know all of this. I know you know all of this, but I put it on the slide because here's the deal. We as women, we're visual people, right? Like you have to see it. And it, Sarah Swafford, me in my life, in the life of my husband, in the life of my kids, in the life of my friends, in the life of you, I have one desire. And that desire is to clear everything out of the way, to massage your heart to the Eucharist through the power of the confessional so that you can drop everything off and sit in the Sacred Heart of Jesus and let God the Father gaze upon you and convict you in your true identity and worth as a beloved daughter of God. That is my only goal in life. Every day of my life, that's my goal, and that's what I want for you. Because you will never find your worth in the face of a human being. You will never be convicted in your worth in any other gaze than the gaze of our Lord. I'm not going to set you up to fail in your relationships. I'm going to set you up to thrive. And when you go and sit in the Sacred Heart and ask him, who am I? He is going to look at you and he's going to say, you are mine. You are my beloved daughter. And you return to this gaze over and over and over again. When you get lost or confused or you fight for control, you return to this gaze because you're my beloved daughter. This is what it looks like. You are my beloved daughter. So loved. I love the suspense. So loved that God the Father created you out of love, completely unique and unrepeatable. So loved that God the Father gave his only begotten Son to suffer and die on a cross to save you from sin and death. So loved that God the Father raised Christ from the dead so that you might have eternal life with him forever. And so loved that God the Father promised never to abandon you and proved it by sending the Holy Spirit to always be with you, for you are never alone.
That was the voice of Sarah Swafford from the show Faith Alive. She was talking about what Jesus calls us to be. And I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, joined here by Father Paul Noble, Vocations Director and Pastor of St. John Newman in Sunbury. And we are here for the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Spring Spirit Drive. So we've got, before we even unpack that, that was really a good talk by Sarah. But before we unpack that, Father, I want to draw our attention to the fact that we have a total gift goal of 15 gifts this hour. And we are already at 9. So we are, you know,
well on the way.
Mathematically, we are right, really, really good. Okay. We're really good. Okay.
I remember that from my math class.
Yeah, oh gosh, yeah. So we're doing really well with our goals.
At that pace, I think I'm at 27.
That's right. Okay. So, you know, I want to give a shout out to Bill James. He is working the board this hour. Dave and Bill do this. We could not do this without them. So I always want to give a shout out to our production guys. They're awesome. Now what we're going to do is we're looking for your gifts, 614-459-4820. As we mentioned at the beginning of the hour, you can give one-time gifts, but we're really looking for sustaining memberships or upgraded sustaining memberships. We're looking for that leadership gift of $1,000 or more. And we're doing this bounce and win game. This is a whole new thing. So if you're just tuning in and wondering, like, what are they talking about? Every time you call in during this hour and are becoming a sustaining member or increasing that or becoming a leadership giver, you're going to earn ping pong balls for Father Paul Noble. And you're probably saying, well, why does he need ping pong balls? Is he putting like a, you know, a ping pong championship up there at St. John Newman? But no, he's going to accrue these ping pong balls thanks to your generosity. He gets to bounce them in these cups at the towards the end of the hour, and he is going to win a fabulous prize. And he chose his fabulous prize from a table of wonderful gifts while that clip was playing, and he chose this beautiful kite. So if you would like to go see Father Paul Noble fly a kite, this is how you do it. Pick up the phone, 614-459-4820. How come you picked that one?
We'll sell tickets.
We'll sell tickets. I love it. I love it.
I it was the lowest fat one over there.
There are some high-calorie gifts. I give that to you.
Yes.
Okay. And then this one comes with exercise because you have to run to use it.
And we'll find someone that'll do that for us.
Yeah. Maybe one of those potential vocations to the priesthood.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go. You can see how
or
good he is on his
one
feet.
One of those that want to be ordained and say, here's the last test. Run this across the field.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Michelle Knightsky, our angel, you got some blue sheets in front of you. That's always a good thing.
Yes. I have some updates. So our first update is a gift from John, and he became a sustaining member. So
right.
He is from St. John of Arc and Powell, and that means that means Father Noble gets a ping pong ball.
All right, cool. Another ping pong ball. Okay.
And then the next update right now is from the fabulous parish staff at St. John Newman.
The fabulous parish staff at the fabulous parish.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And they gave this gift in honor of Father Noble, and we just want to say thank you to that staff. So thank you so much.
Nice.
Yes. Okay. Thank you to the fabulous staff.
The fabulous staff. Yes.
You know, your parish really is fabulous because I always see tons of them at the Catholic Women's Conference. They help, you know, be the host parish and all that stuff. They're big supporters of this radio station. We constantly hear from people from your parish. So we love our people up there at St. John Newman, and we definitely want to hear from you at 614-459. Do you want to give any special invitations or shout-outs to anyone to call in today, Father?
I wasn't quite prepared to answer that one. So. All of a sudden, put someone on the spot. I'm just delighted to be at St. John Newman. It's a wonderful parish and honored to be their pastor.
All right, good. So if you're part of that parish, but you don't have to be part of that parish. It doesn't matter what parish you're from. We want to see Father Paul Noble win this fabulous kite. We want to see him fly a kite so that you can do that by calling 614-459-4820. So let's just chat a minute or two about that clip we were listening to. Sarah Swofford, she sounded kind of young. But I think she had a really important message, and I've been to a lot of Catholic women's conferences, and we hear this message because I think so many times women, you know, we're looking for that fulfillment, whether it's in relationships or, you know, if I just have this one thing, I'm going to be happy, you know, but of course that isn't going to bring us happiness, so.
Right, right. Happiness isn't found in things, and we do believe that we were created by God in the image of God for the purpose of sharing in His holiness, so the whole invitation of that clip was to recognize that we will only really find happiness and satisfaction when we participate in the holiness that God has invited us to and has endowed us with.
Yeah, you know, Sarah was talking about how we're precious daughters of the King, and, you know, that's that is a message that women often don't understand, and they're not hearing that from the culture. But how do you think, Father Noble, that, you know, maybe as a pastor of a parish, how can you help women better appreciate their just authentic dignity that's given to them by God?
Well, I think it's certainly an essential message that needs to be expressed, proclaimed, shared, and it's such a contrary message to the culture today that the individual really is a gift of God and really is a unique opportunity to express that love of God to the world versus, you know, the whole consumerism of I'm the sum total of all of the junk that I acquire. And,
yes,
and
yep.
You know, the one with the most toys wins kind
yep.
of thing.
Yep.
So to begin to break that perception down and to try to reinstitute the whole idea of we have an inherent value in our created nature and that we need to allow that to develop and grow and become the gift to the world that God asks us to be. And that certainly is a vocation that we all share. just by our being born.
That's right. Created in the image and likeness of God. So we want to hear from our precious daughters of the King. Call 614-459-4820. And this hour you can help Father Paul Noble win that kite by earning those ping pong balls to be put in that special bowl over there at the end of the hour. He's going to shoot for that. And I think he only has, what, two over there right now. We need to get him some more ping pong balls because it's not so easy to win these prizes. We're seeing. It's not
needless
that easy.
Needless to say, two isn't anywhere near enough.
That's not near enough. So we want to hear from you, 614-459-4820. Michelle, you got some more good news for us.
I do have some really good news. Okay, so our first gift that I would like to talk about is a leadership gift.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's anonymous, but it is, I can say it is from a good friend of Father Noble in honor of Father Noble.
Oh, my God.
And God
so
bless him.
So thank you so much. And I think that means an orange
ball worth
ping pong ball.
3 points,
and I do want to say that this person who donated said that they love Catholic radio and they listen to it daily. So thank you so much for that leadership gift.
How generous. That is awesome news. Wow. Beautiful.
And then we have Ellen from St. Margaret of Cortona who increased her sustaining membership.
Okay.
So we have another ping pong ball.
Wow,
thank you. All right, Father. They're just like getting behind you. They want to see you fly that kite.
That's right.
Okay.
And then we have Richard and Paula from St. John Newman, who also gave a gift in honor of Father Noble. They actually increased their monthly gift, so sustaining membership. So
oh,
thank
wow.
you. Another ping pong ball.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So it looks like you have five to practice with.
Oh, good. Yeah. Things are looking up, Father.
They are.
For your kite.
Yes.
That's kind of kite humor.
Fearful that I won't get anything out of all of those.
All right, good. I have a personal testimony that I think is coming in, so we want to get him seated somewhere so we can... Oh, right here, pull up a chair there. I love the personal testimony part of our hour because this is where we get to listen to, you know, someone who has started listening to Catholic radio, and it's obviously made a difference in their, in their life. So with us, we have the pleasure to speak to Timothy Thyssen, I think it's pronounced. He's from St. Brendan, on the west side.
Right, not too far away from here.
Well, welcome. So you are retired director of Parks and Rec over in Upper Arlington.
And City of Westerville, yeah.
Oh, and the City of Westerville, okay. And so when did Catholic radio become something in your walk?
Well, a good portion of it, I think, after I retired, I had a little more time and was listening to a lot of sports talk radio and actually became pretty tired of that. And once I picked up on 820 radio, that became a regular part of my listening. In fact, I'd say I listen to it exclusively now. So, and in fact, I think it goes back to when you were, was it 1270 on the call letters?
Well, yeah, the former call letters, 12.
So
that's okay. When it was a little staticky.
Yeah, that was a while back. Yeah,
signals a lot better.
And now, absolutely. In fact, my wife and I get quite a few opportunities over the summer to get up to Lake Erie, and we can listen to it all the way up to Catawba Island. Once in a while, we have to pick up Ascension Radio or Annunciation Radio in Sandusky or Toledo, but it's nice to have the locals with us.
So, what are some of your favorite shows, and how have they impacted your faith walk?
Well, I again, being retired, I get to quite often go to daily mass, so I listen to the beginning and the end of Father Ricardo.
Yeah, me too.
I have to rush into mass and out, but then it's nice because I get to go home and have breakfast with Teresa Tomia.
That's right. That's
she's
good.
She's always got a lot of good info updates for us.
Wonderful. And so St. Brendan's, sounds like you're active there, and that was a host parish for the men's conference,
right? It was, absolutely. Yeah, in fact, that really helped bring our men's ministry together. We were very fortunate to do that for two years, and we got together the Knights, the men's club, that Man Is You group, and the Bible groups that we all have now, and it all keeps us pretty active over there.
Wonderful. So, Timothy Thyssen, you want to give a shout-out to anyone to call 614-459-4820?
Sure, absolutely. All of those men's ministries around, that'd be great. And, heck, even the senior men at the Westerville's Golf League. I got a few friends there from that are pretty active over in Resurrection Church of the Resurrection and that. So,
And who's his father, Larry?
He actually is a good buddy of my son-in-law,
uh-huh.
my stepson. Yeah. In fact, I think you may recall when he came to a mission last year at St. Brendan's, I believe he brought Father Larry in and rolled some eyes around here.
Oh, good.
So next to the Pope, he's a pretty good visitor. So.
Wow.
Really?
No small compliment.
But now my son-in-law and his three buddies actually met him quite a few years ago at a retreat and were able to become friends with him, and they go up and visit him once or twice a year up at his ministry in Erie, Pennsylvania, and do some work for him and that kind of thing. So they've stayed in touch.
All right. Well, we love hearing these stories. We love hearing how people have turned on the station, how it's impacting their faith. So, Timothy, you want to give out the number for people to call?
Sure, absolutely. Of course, 614, but we're right here at 459-4820. So, give us a holler, and if you can feel it in your heart, make it to sustaining membership, that'd be great. So.
Yeah, because we want to see more ping pong balls go to Father Paul
yes.
Noble, so he can win that fabulous kite over there. So.
Can't wait to see the competition here.
All right.
It's growing.
Okay, Timothy Fisson, thank you from St. Brendan's, and keep listening, and you keep listening, too. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. Father Paul Noble and I will have another audio clip to talk about, and we'll get to see him play Bounce and Win and see if he can get the fabulous prize of that kite over there. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Jack Williams from EWTN Open Line. We hear every day from people who have been positively affected by listening to Catholic radio. Whether you're Catholic, non-Catholic, or of no religious faith at all, Catholic radio can change your life. Thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge. But there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like EWTN Open Line every day. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
Remember the story of the Good Samaritan? There were three people who walked by a man in need and only one stopped to help. Perhaps the two who didn't help thought to themselves, "I'm sure somebody else will do it." If you've been listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 and expecting somebody else to carry the load, we want to encourage you to join us with your support. The amount is not important, but your participation is important. Call 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com.
I recently had lunch with an ex-gang member who had converted to Catholicism. He told me a story, how he used to get respect by hurting people, jumping people from rival gangs and beating them up with his fists, chains, and even stabbing them. He shared how he used to get a rush out of running from rivals who were trying to get even. All that changed when he found our Lord thanks to a gang outreach program called Prevención y Rescate. As he spoke, his eyes were bright and pure. His face was gentle. I looked at him and said, "Angel," that's his name, "I can't even see the guy you're describing. He's not in there anymore. He's completely gone." As St. Paul wrote, "Anyone in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone." If you're in Christ, you're a new creation, you know. The old is gone. And the only person with the power to keep holding the past over your head is you. Stop doing that. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Elizabeth Ficicelli. Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AMA 20 Spring Spirit Tribe. All we need is your love and your call at 614-459-4820. I'm joined with Father Paul Noble, Vocations Director and Pastor at St. John Newman up there in Sunbury. And Father, I think people were really inspired by our Timothy, our just local testimonial who just came on and shared. Because look it, we are just accruing these gifts.
14 of our goal, 15. It's just exciting.
It is. I'll tell you one more call, and we're going to earn you an orange ping pong ball, which is worth 3 points.
Yeah, and I just don't know what I would do with all of those points.
I know. But I'll tell you, you will walk away with this kite, and we sweeten the deal. Not only a kite, but we are throwing in this Night Flyer Frisbee on the theme of flight.
Right.
Like the up-in-the-air flight thing. And because you're such an uplifting person.
Oh, good segue.
And
yes,
you are uplifting us at the Spirit Drive.
And it glows in the dark.
And it glows in the dark. So, which I don't think the kite does. The kite's going to be your daytime activity.
There
you go. The Frisbee can be your evening activity.
Right.
So we want to see Father Paul Noble win this. And so remember how he's going to win this. He's going to play the bounce and win game at the end of the hour. He is already accruing a little dish full of little ping pong balls there, and he gets to bounce them into these three cups in front of him. And if he lands in that cup, then he is going to walk away with that fabulous Frisbee and kite. Now, how does he get the ping pong balls? That's up to you by calling 614-459-4820. Become a sustaining member or upgrade your membership. Or become a leader member, and that will give them that bonus orange ping pong ball. So, Michelle, looks like you got some updates for us.
I do have some updates. So, we have some gifts.
Great. We love gifts.
Yes.
Gifts, gifts, gifts.
So, the first gift is from Carl. He's from St. John the Baptist in Columbus. So, we want to thank Carl for that gift.
Nice,
thank
Carl.
You, Carl. And then we have Lori and Michael from St. John Newman that are they are giving a gift in honor of Father Noble.
Thank you.
Okay. And they love everything about Catholic Radio St. Gabriel, especially Dr. Ray. So thank you to Lori and Michael. And then we have Michelle from St. John Newman, who is also giving a gift in honor of Father Noble. And she said that St. Gabriel inspires her daily to live out her Catholic faith and that she loves Father Noble. So thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. Yes.
Well, you know, Father, before we start going to our next audio clip, you know, what impact are you seeing of Catholic Radio as a priest, as a pastor in your parish?
I think a lot of people don't know where to look to get Catholic ideas. Mm-hmm. I mean, just plain Catholic ideas. So the resource of Catholic Radio and all of the different programs that it offers is a great opportunity for people to think Catholic thoughts in different forums and to give a chance to pursue those ideas, especially when, you know, you put people who know what they're talking about on the radio.
Yep.
So it's worth listening to, and it expands their own Catholic perspective and Catholic horizon.
Yes. Yeah, I see a much more, you know, more educated, you know, Catholic populace by listening to Catholic Radio. And I've had people say, you know, I didn't even know that this was, you know, something I should take into confession, you know, but they hear it on Catholic Radio.
Right.
Or just had to deepen their Lenten walk or whatever it is. So there's just so many fruits from listening to this station. We love putting these programs on the air. We need your help to do that. 614-459-4820. You can go online, stgabrielradio.com. This is a station that's changing lives. Okay, it's not just entertainment, it is changing lives. I mean, we're entertaining today, but it is changing lives. And we might be changing lives even with our entertainment today. I don't know. But what we're going to do now is we're going to bounce on over to our next audio clip. This is, I just love him, Father Mike Schmitz. He's just this energetic young priest, and I don't care what he's talking about. He just nails it every time. He's featured this time on Faith Alive. Again, you hear that Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays at 4. And he's talking about a great topic for Lent. It's called Why Fast?
Why do Christians fast? Well, back in the Old Testament, there was a number of different reasons why people of Israel would fast. There was one day, the Day of Atonement, where the whole nation would fast. Now, in the New Covenant, in the life of the Christian, there's at least four reasons why we would fast. Now, I say four, but hold up five, because there's one reason why Christians fast that's actually not a good reason. Because some people, as Christians, we fast because we think we need to, if we fast, we get God's attention, we get his favor, or we get his love. And that's false, absolutely false. Why? Because you already have God's attention. You already have God's favor. He already loves you. What are some legitimate reasons? Well, one is this. We fast to grow in what they call self-mastery. What's self-mastery? Think about this. If you had to do everything that another person said, you couldn't say no to them, what would you be? You'd be a slave to that person. But there are some people we live our lives where we cannot say no to our senses. We cannot say no to our appetites. We cannot say no. When we want something, we have to get it. We have to do it. And when I try to get out of bed, I cannot say no to sleeping in. Therefore, what does that make us? If I can't say no, that makes us slaves. But Jesus Christ came to set us free. And to exercise that freedom, we have to be able to say no, not only to evil, but also even to legitimate pleasures. To be able to say no to ourselves is an incredible grace and an incredible gift, because that's what it is to be free. So one way in which we grow in self-mastery is through fasting. This ability to say, I'm hungry right now, but I don't have to say yes to this legitimate pleasure. So one, self-mastery. Number two, one of the reasons Christians fast is for obedience and discernment. Obedience and discernment. Now, as you probably know, the church offers us only 2 days where we have to fast, Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. But to do it on that day is to do what? Is to say, I'm letting you tell me what to do. You're saying, church, you're the legitimate authority. I give you permission. I'm going to be obedient to you. In the New Testament, in the Acts of the Apostles, you have the apostles getting together, and they have a big decision to make, and they need to listen to the Holy Spirit. And so they fast leading up to that decision. Why? Because fasting is oriented to also towards discernment. So obedience and discernment. I'm listening to someone guide me. I'm listening to someone tell me what to do. Fasting can open us up for that kind of thing. So, number one, self-mastery. Number two, obedience and discernment. Number three, worship. Sacrifice. You know, a lot of people approach fasting like it's something good for them to do. Well, if I give up this, I'll lose a few pounds. Or if I stop watching TV, I'll gain some more time. Or if I, all these kinds of things. It's all about us, about self-improvement. But that's not the case. Fasting is a sacrifice, and sacrifice is always oriented towards worship. Pope Benedict XVI, he said that. He said the heart of all worship is sacrifice. So fasting is sacrificing a legitimate sense pleasure, not for myself, but for someone else. Sacrificing a legitimate self-pleasure for love of God. And think about this. If you give up some kind of legitimate pleasure, if you fast on that day, what is that day? That whole day becomes a day of worship. It becomes a day of sacrifice. So every moment where you say no to this legitimate good that you could have if you wanted, it actually becomes worship. Your whole day could be a day of worship. Other reasons to fast, there's repentance, there's to identify with those who don't have anything, there is to have less so that you can give more to others. But the fourth reason for fasting I want to point out is this: to be a co-redeemer with Jesus. In St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, he says this. He says, I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake. And in my body, I am making up for what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, the church. And think about it. Here's St. Paul saying, I'm suffering. And I rejoice in that because in my body, I'm making up for what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, the church. Now, John Paul II asked the question, the big question, what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ? The answer, nothing. It's complete. It's full. But he goes on to say, but so that you and I can experience the ability to redeem the world with Jesus, Jesus extends us a small particle of his cross. So here's what happens. In fasting, in any kind of suffering, we as Christians have the ability to unite that suffering to the cross of Jesus Christ. Not for ourselves, not merely in worship either, but for the salvation of the world. Think about the next time you have a fast day, the next time you give up any kind of legitimate sense pleasure, what you're doing is you're not just doing it for self-mastery, you're not just doing it for discernment, obedience, you're not just doing it for worship, you're also participating in God's redemption of the world. That's why Jesus, in the Gospels, he says, when it comes to people who are bound by Satan, he says, that kind of demon can only be driven out by prayer and fasting. Last thing. Still, it's easy to keep that fasting on the surface and not let it penetrate to the heart. There's an old saying that says, the quickest way to a man's heart is through his stomach. But there's some kind of spiritual truth here, where if we want to get to our own hearts, sometimes that passes not by way of good thoughts, not just by way of intellectual processing, but sometimes there's a pinch, that sting of hunger, the sting of desire, the sting of a good thing that I gave up for the sake of a better thing. That's why your fasting doesn't have to involve food. Involve anything. You're going to fast from TV. You're going to fast from internet. Maybe, how about this one? You're going to fast from the snooze button. I want to end on this. St. Jose Maria Escrivá called this fasting from the snooze button what he called the heroic minute. And it looks like this. The moment your alarm goes off, rather than hitting the snooze button for the next 1, 2, 5, 12 times, you just get up. You just say yes to that moment. You just deny yourself. So you say no to that sense that wants to stay in bed. You say yes to the Holy Spirit of like, guide me now. You say yes to the sacrifice of getting out of bed at that moment, and it becomes an act of worship. And not only this, your getting out of bed at that very moment can actually become a sacrifice united to Christ's cross for the salvation of somebody. Think about it. You could help Jesus save someone's soul by getting out of bed the moment your alarm goes off. You are just doing what you should be doing at the moment that you should be doing it. You're saying no to the senses and becoming a free person. You are listening to the Holy Spirit. You are worshiping God by offering the sacrifice, and you are redeeming the world by uniting that moment of sliding out of bed to the cross of Jesus Christ.
And that was the voice of a passionate Father Mike Schmitz from the program Faith Alive. You may hear different speakers each hour on Faith Alive. They're all powerful like that one. I love him. He's so amazing. He's doing so much good for the church, I think especially for young people. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, joined by Father Paul Noble, Vocations Director, pastor of St. John Newman in Sunbury. We're here for the Spring Spirit Drive. It's been an active hour. It's been incredible. And before we talk about the why fast, which is a great topic for Lent, I just wanted to point out, Father, that we we have this goal of 15 gifts for this hour, and the leaderboard is saying 14.4.
Yeah, I don't understand that 0.4 gift.
Yeah, I never saw a decimal point arrive, so I don't know exactly what that means, but it got to get quite up a little
bit
more.
It's just a tease is all
yes,
it is.
Yes, it is. We're just almost there. So we need someone to give a 0.6 of a gift. Oh, there it goes.
Well,
oh, it just went to 0.5. 14.1. Someone's goofing with us back there on the computer. That's really what it is. But the point is, we are like this close. I'm holding up my fingers here. This close to achieving our 15 goals for gifts for the hour. If that happens, Father Paul Noble will earn himself an orange ping pong ball, which is worth 3 points. As you recall, we are doing this bounce and win game. He is accruing ping pong balls, white and orange. It depends if you're becoming a sustaining member, an upgraded sustaining member, giving a leadership gift. And at the end of the hour, which is only a few minutes away, he is going to be bouncing those ping pong balls into 3 cups before him. If he succeeds by landing one of those ping pong balls in the cups, he is going to walk away with this amazing prize. He had no idea he was going to come with prizes, but here it is, a kite and a night frisbee that he chose from the gift table in the corner.
I'm humbled by the awesomeness of the gift, but I'm really grateful that this is an audio project versus video, because the miss, I think I'm all of 7 inches away from the where I bounce the ball into the cup, and if I miss it from this distance, it'll be an embarrassment. I won't be able to handle.
So, to minimize the chance of embarrassment, we need lots more calls, 614-459-4820.
We need a lot of chances.
Give us a lot more ping pong balls for this game. It's only a few minutes away, so we can't dilly-dally. Oh, look, we're at 14.7 towards our total goal of 15. So they're just really messing with us back there. Okay, Michelle, you've got some good news.
Yeah, I do have some good news. So we have Bob from St. Cecilia, who gave a gift in honor of Tim Fissom, and he became a sustaining member this hour.
Wonderful.
And so that's a ping pong ball.
That's a ping pong ball. And if you recall, Tim Fissom was our local testimony. So those local testimonies are really moving people's hearts. Really
yes,
moving people's
yes.
hearts. Good.
And then we have another sustaining member. So Suzanne became a sustaining member. She is from St. John Newman.
Yay.
She gave her gift in honor of Father Noble. And she said that St. Gabriel has changed her life. She was away from the church. She listened and came back. And with the help of Father Sizemore. Father Sizemore and Father Noble. So we want to thank Suzanne for her for her sustaining membership. So we get another ping pong ball for Father Noble.
Another one.
Yeah,
doesn't want to go in the bowl for some reason. But okay, wow. Oh, look at Father. This is exciting.
Oh, wow.
We have just blown completely past the goal of 15 gifts per hour. We have 19 on the leaderboard. 19.
That's great.
That says something right there.
I think I get like 3 ping pong balls for that, don't I?
Well, we are. I think. Do we give him his ball? Oh, you get. Here's your orange one. Here's your bonus one. That is 3 points.
Gotta keep these people on track.
Yeah, he's got this bowl full of ping pong balls. So I have a good feeling he's going to be able to walk away with that kite and that frisbee. So your generous giving at 614-459-4820 is going to help him do that. But just as a buffer, as a safety, we just maybe a few more ping pong balls in the bowl just to make sure he does get away with those prizes. So we're waiting for you. 614-459-4820. You know, Father, that clip we were listening to about why fast, boy, that is good stuff. Fasting
sure.
is, you know, there are a lot of fruits of it. You have self-mastery, obedience, discernment. You know, one of the things that was really surprising to me in that clip was, well, we could be a co-redeemer with Christ. I mean, that's kind of a new one for me.
Well, I think that's part of our mission altogether. Part of our baptism is to engage in the redeeming work of Christ. But the whole fasting part of it is to help us, again, kind of touch the spiritual realm and to allow the grace of Jesus Christ to work through us and engage into the those in need, that those we're praying for, those that we care about, and it all becomes connected through His mercy and grace.
Yeah. Now, most people think with fasting, they think, okay, I'm going to give up chocolate or whatever, or abstain from meat on certain days. But fasting doesn't have to be, you know, isolated to food.
No. It could also help us change some of our habits. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I have perhaps the habit of playing Spider Solitaire, I can fast from Spider Solitaire. Now, that talk about a sacrifice.
Mm.
But then I could fast from some of those things. And then the hope is that it's not just an absence, but we're filling it with part of the mission of Jesus Christ and the goal of deepening our spiritual life. So it's not just becoming absent or you know, taking something away, but filling it with the true value.
So it's not really an old-fashioned idea, this idea of fasting.
No.
It's very relevant.
Right.
It's very,
right.
very relevant.
It's very helpful.
I think it's, you know, we live in this time, it's this, you know, instant gratification. We got to have it now. We don't want to wait, and we don't want to just do it, you know, whatever. All these slogans around us just to say consume, it's all about me. But fasting really puts other things, other people before us, denies, say no, that little no to ourselves. Get that little self-mastery over our stubborn will. Our will can be very stubborn.
Yes, yes.
Speak from experience. And to be able to do without, maybe think of other people who are doing without. And
sure.
Just, and I've experienced clarity in my life when I've fasted. I've gotten answers. I've seen things in a better light.
Well, and so often our relationship to the world is fairly numb, that the fasting helps sensitize us and to help us become more aware. And not just continue to do something by habit or regular practice, but to have that fasting enhance our awareness and being in touch with what's around us.
So maybe if we haven't chosen something to fast from this Lent is not over. I always say partial Lent is better than no Lent.
That's right.
So, you know, maybe there is something we can sacrifice. Maybe that's a meal out or going to the movies or whatever. And we can take that money and put it towards Catholic Radio, where we know it's doing great work in the lives of people. And you can do that by calling 614-459-4820. You can get online, stgabrielradio.com. And Michelle, I think you have a few more announcements.
I do. I have some announcements, some updates, some shout-outs. So we have Brian and Connie from St. Matthias, who gave a gift in honor of Father Smith and Father LaRussa. So thank you so much, Brian and Connie. Then we have another gift from John at St. John Newman. So thank you, John.
Okay, another St. John Newman.
And then we have Joe and Marilyn from St. John Newman, who are giving a gift in honor of Father Noble. Thank you so much, Joe and Marilyn. And they love Catholic Answers as their favorite part about St. Gabriel.
Yeah, great show, great apologetic show where you can really learn the
yes.
faith.
And then our last update is from Tim at St. Brendan. And he's this is in honor of Mark Petty and Babs Thyssen. And they are... Well, they became a sustaining member. So Tim became a sustaining member. So we get one more ping pong ball for Father Noble.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So thank you so much, Tim.
Well, you know, Father, this has been a very generous hour. We've had a lot
Great.
Of people from your parish, but other parishes as well. I think people want to see you succeed today in winning your fabulous prizes. So it is time to bounce and win. Okay.
So this
is what we're going to do. We have a bowl of ping pong balls that you have rightly earned all hour long. And you are going to, one at a time, bounce them into the three cups before you. And all you have to do is land one ping pong ball. Just one, Father. And you will walk away with that kite and that frisbee.
So saying just one is increasing the pressure. We don't care how many there are. Just get one of them in there.
And I'm giving a play-by-play for, since this is radio, not television.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. He's warming up his arms.
He's got a white one.
Circling his shoulders. Okay. He's going to...
Oh, no. Oh, no. Are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready?
The bounce?
Oh, a little over
right
the cup.
Over the
okay
whole thing.
A little over the
okay
cup.
That's too
okay
hard.
Here we
go again.
Adjust. Bounce. Stop right there. He just got the second ping pong ball right in the cup. He automatically wins the kite and the frisbee. Now, you may raise your name on that leaderboard. The current priest who has the highest number of points is Father Raymond O'Hara. So keep shooting. Pressure's off now.
Well, no, the pressure's higher now. we just got one. Now I got to go beat this other guy.
All right.
Are we ready?
Go ahead, Father. Bounce in.
Oh,
off the red one, but not quite
heart
in.
Does the color matter?
No.
Oh, just wondering.
Orange is three points.
But the color of the cup.
Oh, no, the color of the cup. No, color of the cup is
see
just pretty.
Elizabeth, you put all this extra pressure. I mean, I'm missing them all over the place.
All right, focus, Father, focus.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
He's tapping the cup every time, so his shots are very, very right on.
Oh!
I mean, he is just tapping the rim.
I think we need to rearrange
ever
the cups.
Since. I see.
I'm saving the orange. Giving me as much practice as I can.
White one. Oh, my gosh. They are just bouncing right on the cup.
My heart just can't take it.
Now he is still on the orange one.
Oh!
You
now
can't
I
believe
can't
how close. It's just amazing.
I can. My best is coming in second.
Last.
Oh!
There! Points. That puts you in second place.
Second place, yeah.
Among your brother priests. That's bragging rights.
Somewhat, yes.
Well, wait till they see the kite and the frisbee.
That's
they
right
are
now,
really
going to
be envious.
Jealous.
Holy
yes
envy right there. Oh, my gosh. What a fun hour. What a great, generous hour. Father, we just want to thank you so much for taking the time to be here. In all seriousness, we love your priesthood, your vocations, direction in our diocese. Can you leave us with your blessing, please?
Sure. We call to mind God's many gifts. We remember in a special way in this time of Lent our journey towards participating in the mystery of salvation found in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of Jesus who brings us the love and mercy of our Heavenly Father. And we ask his blessing upon all gathered and all listening in the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father Noble. That number to call, 614-459-4820. You can call that during the break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Father Brett Garland, one of our newer priests. He's a wonderful priest. And we're going to let you listen in the meantime to Bishop Campbell talking about work. Stay tuned.
In the ancient world, in the world of Greece and Rome, work was divided into two types. One was called liberal work, that is, the work that was worthy of a free person. This was by and large theoretical. It was the work of thought, of the intellect, of the mind. Manual labor, labor of the hands, was considered servile. That is, a work that is worthy only of slaves. And this very dramatic difference in how the ancient world approached a work was shattered by the example of Jesus himself, who learned a trade, who worked with his hands in his foster father's shop. It gave a new dignity to the character of manual labor. And it was an example that touched Christian believers very deeply when, in fact, they began to make no real difference, class difference, in the work that we do. I remember that St. Paul, who was learned in the Jewish law, was a great preacher of the gospel, wrote a number of letters that are preserved in the New Testament, but yet one who constantly supported himself in all of his missionary work as a tent maker. And that view of the example of Jesus, the example of St. Paul, meant that there was a character and quality to manual labor that had a significance and a kind of spiritual significance for the Christian people. And this Christian view of work, following the examples of Jesus and St. Paul, was preserved later in Christian history in the monasteries. And we think of that marvelous motto of St. Benedict, given for his monks, ora et labora, that is, pray and work. That there is a marvelous connection between the prayer that we offer from our hearts, from our minds, from our lips, and the work that we do with our hands. And in a sense, the manual labor can also be a spiritual exercise. For as the Christians began to meditate upon the character of work, they went back to the book of Genesis, in which God himself worked, in a sense, in creating the world and all that we know within it. But also in God's command to Adam and Eve to make the earth fruitful, to cultivate it, to participate in that creative labor of God himself. And throughout the Old and New Testaments, there are marvelous images that are used to explain the kingdom of God, the reign of God. There's the image of the shepherd in the sheepfold. There's the image of the vineyard, the cultivation that takes place, how, in fact, God is working through his word and through his law to cultivate our souls.